Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website. That's waitwait.npr.org. And if you want more Wait Wait in your week, check out the Wait Wait quiz for your smart speaker. It's out every Wednesday with me and Bill asking you questions all in the comfort of your home or wherever you have your smart speaker. But if you have it someplace other than your home, you're not going to be dealing with it, are you? Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Andrew Sackman from Lexington, Virginia.
Oh, how are things in Lexington?
They're pretty good. As good as they can be, at least.
I know. And are you sheltering in place as well, or do you have one of those essential jobs that get you out of the house?
No, I'm not really essential. I actually am an evolutionary virologist. I do experimental evolution with bacteriophage viruses to study the way that viruses adapt to new hosts and new environments.
Wait a minute. You're an evolutionary virologist?
Yes.
Aren't you the guy who's supposed to show up like right before the end of the movie with the solution to it and you convince the president to do it and he does it and you're the hero?
That's a little bit above my pay grade.
Well, welcome to the show, Andrew. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Here, sir, is your first limerick.
From our waists down, we don't get a glance. So with clothes, we can take a big chance. And now, most online shops show increased sales of tops. But the customers aren't buying.
And?
Pants! Sales results from Walmart have seen shirt sales shooting way up, while pant sales went way down. Pants, if you have forgotten, are the things we used to wear on our legs, which, if you've forgotten, are the things we used to use to go outside.
You know, leg warmers feel just so strange if you're not wearing pants.
That's true. You should avoid that if all possible. All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
Woolly mammoths, best spicy or sweet. And a saber-tooth loin is a treat. We use mushroom and soy as a moldable toy. We're inventing new kinds of fake...
meat?
Yes, very good. Meat. Vegetarians love the beefy flavor of Impossible Burgers, so now the company is foraying into new kinds of meat beyond the classic pork, chicken, and whatever's in Taco Bell. The company is being intentionally vague about what kinds of new flavors they'll venture into. It could be something exotic, like alligator, or maybe wild game, or maybe the most dangerous game.
Ooh.
Wait, who is doing this?
This is the Impossible Foods Company. They make the now very famous Impossible Burger, which is made of plant but looks and tastes very much like beef. So they're now saying, well, you know, we're faking it. They can make any kind of meat that they can think of, not just pork or beef or chicken. So why not, you know, zebra meat? The company is able to alter the texture and flavor of their product, so there's no reason to limit it. You can make Tiger King tiger meat.
Oh, that's wrong.
You know that guy would leap at the chance to endorse that. All right, here is your last limerick.
Though it sounds like a big we don't carathon, we are counting on you to play fair-a-thon. Just go run on your own and keep track on your phone and then send in your time for the...
marathon?
Yes, all marathon. The Cleveland Marathon, like a lot of races this spring, they were unable to reschedule their event, so they've decided to go virtual. Runners can log their miles anytime in the next month. So, look forward to a whole bunch of runners smashing their personal records at this year's Cleveland Marathon. Yeah, I couldn't believe it either. Finished in 35 minutes. And no, that's not Cheeto dust in my shirt. It's Gatorade powder.
I want video of the first annual Oak Park Marathon. Just Peter running up and down his steps for 26 miles.
You've missed it, man. I have done it. After runners have submitted their times, they will be mailed a T-shirt and a medal, just as if they ran the real thing, along with one of those 26.2 stickers for their car. But this time, the number will have air quotes around it.
Can I say that I am actually running a marathon right now? As we speak, I am setting a record time.
Who is going to deny you? Bill, how did Andrew do in our quiz?
Andrew knocked them all down. Came in with a perfect score.
Congratulations, Andrew. Well done.
Thank you.
Now go figure out how to kill the virus and save the world.
I'll work on it. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.